This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Starting at just $3 a month, you can support our work and keep the lights on over here at Girls on Porn Enterprises. Feel free to check out the page, and you can give us as little or as much as you want. Every little bit helps. Patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank thing.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have an arousing segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
Some Bolivian river dolphins recently had an unusual playdate with an anaconda. These rarely seen dolphins were photographed by researchers as they swam around in a pair holding an anaconda in their mouths. But what was especially unusual was that the male dolphins had erect penises. Diana Rice, a marine mammal scientist, said it could have been sexually stimulating for them. It could have been something to rub on. It's also possible that the aroused males could have been getting frisky with each other before the snake became entangled. Researchers said that the snake was most likely not alive for this event. Animal Kingdom, you nasty.
Remember Hunter Biden and that whole thing with his laptop? Well, for some reason, we're still talking about it. And apparently, Hunter Biden had a naughty password protecting his login. John Paul Mac Isaac details the day he worked on Hunter's computer and alleges that the password for one of them was analfuck69. He also said Hunter had an especially large quantity of porn on his computer. Based on a little reading we've done, it's hard for us to verify that John Paul Mac Isaac is a trustworthy source in all this. But if I'm judging the password on its own, I'd say analfuck69 holds water.
Sex Island is a four-day orgy event in Las Vegas that promises its customers unlimited sex without a condom. The event is being thrown by Good Girls Company, who are selling 50 tickets at the price of $4,500 each. They are hiring 100 sex workers so that each customer has, quote, two girls a day, unquote. Everyone in attendance will be tested and free of any STIs, which frees men up to switch girls with the other 49 guests there. They also say the event is drug-friendly. Is this thing for real?
Skeptics from the website Spam Detector say that there were complaints that customers who had paid for previous Sex Islands had organizers cancel the event the day before it was set to start. It was initially intended to be an annual event, but the last one was in 2018, after Colombia refused to hold the event in their country. According to one partygoer, most of the clients are professional men between 25 and 50. About half are married, and drug use is rampant. Is it okay that I really want Sex Island to be the start of a horror movie for these guys? Like Battle Royale of the middle-aged men.
Okay, let's make that movie. You know, we've got a lot of ideas. Sex World, the remake, Sex Island. You know, we're coming in hot.
I see a theme here.
For your new erotic thrillers.
I do think that would be a real skill of ours.
I think so, too.
And I do think today's topic could fit into that. I mean, I would say.
Okay.
A little sophistication in a horror movie. Like, why not? You know? Both arousing, but somehow scary for certain audience members.
That's the whole point, is that it's scary. So today's topic is sissification, also known as forced feminization or sissy training. It's the practice in which a dominant partner of any gender makes their male-identified submissive assume a feminized role.
And I didn't really know much about this. I'd heard of the term, but I didn't know much about it until researching for this episode. Like many topics,
like
now at
we
this
do,
point.
Like generally happens like with many most topics, except for maybe the one or two where I'm like, now yeah. I'm the like, expert on this. But even yeah, like those, I was I'm like, maybe. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right? Like I was like, oh, I knew what anal was. I felt pretty comfortable with the term anal. But yeah, cystification. Fascinating. It's, you know, part of the whole idea is that there's an idea of being forced against their will. Right.
Yes.
But like, obviously it's BDSM, so no one's ever being forced to do anything against their will. But there's an idea.
That's the game.
Of,
that's the role.
Yes.
That's
being subjected.
Scene.
You're being forced. You're being... Mm-hmm. Also humiliated.
Yeah, I was going to say the humiliation is key and ties into that fictional forced element of it.
Yeah. It's very like, you know, in researching this title, it was like, you know, it's you know, kind of a not necessarily. I mean,
what are you trying to say, girl?
It requires misogyny is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, interesting.
Sissification would not exist if we didn't have misogyny, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
And
I mean, I when you started to say that, I was like, I mean, it is in response to, like, I don't
right.
think that sissification actually leans into misogyny. I think it pushes
right.
against it. Like, I think the reason it exists is because so many men grew up under the pressure of the patriarchy to be manly, so that
yes,
therefore
exactly.
be like against their will, it's not my fault,
right.
I get to submit to this,
right,
get to play into the sissy role.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is a very direct response to, like, you know,
but
recess bullying
yeah.
and like
mm-hmm.
the need to be like man enough.
But I could see why at first glance someone could be like, that's fucked up. You know,
like, I see. Yes.
To be like to make the idea of being feminine being a derogatory thing. That's fucked, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I think if anything, it's kind of subverting it or flipping it on its head.
I think it is, too. I think that's
yeah.
the intention.
Exploiting the misogyny.
Yeah.
And the gender roles that we've imposed upon our young men.
Appropriating it. Yeah, like
yes.
subverting it, like making
uh-huh.
it ours
right.
in some cases. And I think the other thing that's a little tricky about this topic, and I noticed this in the videos that we're going to talk about too, that there is an anatomical component to it too.
Right.
Quite often,
right.
like
mm-hmm.
a cis man's dick is referred to as his clit or her clit.
Uh-huh.
So there's definitely like anatomical play around sex and gender. And, like, that could get into tricky territory, you know, for, I think, certain viewers or certain audience or, like, if the BDSM was, like, done badly.
Yeah.
But I think that piece of it is particularly appealing when we're talking about a majority of, like, cis male folks who like this kink.
Mm-hmm.
And this kink doesn't have to be for cis men, but the,
right.
You know, like, largely in the stats, the majority
right.
of... where that lives is with.
Yeah. I think that there's also like a gut reaction to it, thinking that it could be like potentially like transphobic.
Yeah,
know?
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
is that like
yeah.
because it's anatomical and because it's playing with gender roles and sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean sex in the sense of like anatomical sexes.
Right.
It could be like dicey, you
yeah.
know?
But I would say the big difference, and I think, you know, there's all these like articles online. It's like, you know, will you still love me if I'm into forced femme or cissification? It's like, it's not like, I mean, I can't really, I don't want to speak on this because I'm not like some sort of expert or anything. But the idea of cissification differs. There's this great article that was like, you know, from Thought Catalog. It was like, The Art of Cissification, Is Sissy a New Sexual Orientation? And Jerome London was like, you know, it differs from being transgender in the sense that, like, you know what I mean? Like you can choose to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it can be reversed.
You yes. know? In that it's not a total identity or, like,
right.
gender dysphoria
right. you're not,
necessarily.
You're not seeking out your true...
Yes. You are not, like...
Identity.
It's role play.
Right.
It's isolated to the scene typically.
Yes.
As opposed to. Yeah.
He also was like, you're undermining your true identity because the erotic humiliation provides a sexual thrill.
Right.
Which I thought.
And I also saw really well. In this article in HuffPo that was like about sex workers naming the most common or popular mm-hmm. kinks and sissification being first on the list.
Mm-hmm.
A particular dom was talking about, let me say who this is. This is dominatrix and writer Kitty Stryker.
Mm.
Says she prefers to approach things from a feminist perspective. And she said, as I care deeply about consent, I wouldn't do scenes involving force, so I would instead cheerlead these men into exploring femininity and what that means to them, she said, by breaking open the ideas of what was feminine and by being a combat boot-wearing punk queer dom, I could gently challenge their assumptions about what masculinity meant.
Right.
And help these men have a more balanced self-expression. So what's interesting about that, too, I mean, that sounds a little bit like it contradicts what we just said.
Right.
But I think it's, like, it's playing in the same sandbox of fucking with gender and like fucking yes. with the gender binary and saying uh-huh. like I can be a masculine presenting person in society, but I can mm-hmm. also play around with that and undermine that and subvert mm-hmm. that in a safe space. And then maybe elements of that find their way into my greater identity and I find more fluidity around mm-hmm. the balance of masculine and feminine as I seek to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm getting at that, like, listen, we're all just fucking around with sex and gender because yeah, it's a construct. Yeah. And this is, like, a format to do that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's just kind of fascinating that, like, I was also reading this article for Vice where it was, like, I cross-dressed, you still love me. And all these sissies, self-proclaimed sissies, were coming forward and talking about, like, their experience with it. And this one person was talking about how a Rose was talking about how she remembered playing cops and robbers games with girls growing up. Mm. And that, like, they realized that they wanted to be the damsel in distress the whole time. You know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of funny just and like it also made me think about, you know, not necessarily now, but back in the day, it was like, yeah, like stand up straight, be a man, like don't be, you know.
Yeah.
And all how all that stuff gets in our brains at yeah. like an early age
mm-hmm.
and how it can manifest itself later on in life. In,
yeah.
You know,
there's also a huge ways. Like nature versus nurture component,
right.
You know, like,
of course,
many folks are like predisposed and genetically predisposed towards certain gender identities and.
Yeah.
Some of our experience of gender and sex also has to do with our experiences in life and things we want to push against, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that, it's a combination.
Mm-hmm. I would, I mean, people. This might get me, I don't know if this is going to be, I'm just going to say it. I feel like sissification is an in response to nurture.
Yes. I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. That yeah, maybe we're going yeah. back to like, let's be careful not to just conflate
yes.
trans identity and sissification.
Exactly.
Because I think someone's entire identity runs a lot deeper.
Of course.
Like leans probably more into
yeah.
nature and maybe there's a genetic predisposition there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too much into the science because that's not what this episode is about.
Right. Yes.
But yeah, sissification feels more like again, also, I don't want to be like, this is specifically only in response to trauma.
Because yeah, yeah,
I also don't identify like right, that's the only way that right. kinks form.
No,
but
it's
I
not.
Think that, like, if we're looking at the Venn diagram of it,
yeah.
that on the nurture side, sissification makes a lot of sense because
yes.
it is a sort of, again, subversion and reaction mm-hmm. to bullying, to patriarchal mm-hmm. pressure, to be masculine in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
to pressure to be man enough
right.
in a certain way in society.
Yeah. And because humiliation is a big part of it.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. Just
and
like,
it's embracing that humiliation
yes. Right.
that you may or may not have been like subjected to as a child, you
right.
know?
It just
or
like
as a teen
in,
or what have
under
you.
The umbrella of other like BDSM stuff, like small penis humiliation, you know, there has to be some form of submission in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And in that submission, you're reclaiming something that you're grappling with.
Yes, yes.
Which is beautiful.
It is. Okay? And kind of hot, you know, really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What else?
So that was a dicey.
I know.
We just like wandered through the woods. But I think, I hope we articulated our understandings well. And obviously we're not speaking as self-proclaimed sissies.
Right.
So much as like wrapping our heads around what might be appealing about this.
Right. That's all we're trying to do for you guys. You know, it's just like really trying to suss it out. Make sense of it. Let's talk about it. Let's break it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The closest thing it reminds me of that we've talked about before and had a similar conversation around is like wedgie stuff and like that kind of humiliation that there's like still waters run deep.
Yes, yes.
But the play of it is like subverting a huge trope and like massive trends and that kind of thing. And like,
yeah,
you get it
for sure.
You get it.
Yeah. And sissification, it can also use hypnosis.
Right.
You know, people can kind of come into this, the idea of being forced into it. You could be like physically forced into it by like force.
Yeah, yeah. Force. Hypno. Yeah.
You could be forced into it with like psychological manipulation. And
yeah, which I think just leans further into the like, oh, I wasn't doing it. You know, the like humiliation,
really
the freedom.
Yeah.
The submission.
More
you know.
Like dubious consent, gray area.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Which, as we've learned, can be really hot.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can be forced to dress up in clothes, wear makeup, a wig. Underwear is a big part of it. Get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's even like dressing up like a sex doll, even.
Mm-hmm.
Getting like almost like bimbofication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of different ways you can be
ways to play.
Forced into feminization. Yes. yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me, honestly.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, I think it falls into a realm that we've traversed before.
Yes. Should we do the showdown?
Let's showdown, baby.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, cool. ass getting destroyed.
In my mind, the font was getting bigger as you said that.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah, you know? I think that was the right reading.
Yeah. That's like me after I eat a cheese pizza, ass getting destroyed.
Your sissification is just dairy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start with by confusion, sissy cock sucking trainer POV come on face whispers positive instructions, no insults.
Oh, positivity makes the world go round. We love to see it lifting people up, you know?
Yeah.
This no one insults.
This one does bring up the adjacent topic of forced by, which is like similar that like,
sure.
More about like, I want to do sexual things with someone of the same sex and I'm being forced to against my will.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly want to do this, but I need the permission of someone making me do it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't possibly. Okay. Get used to my strap on, hubby. You're a sissy now.
Yeah.
You know?
I just like that one.
We love a supportive partner.
We love a supportive partner.
Yeah.
Okay, next one from me. Ash Steele in Fuck Me Daddy, I'm a Dumb Slut, Eat My Ass, and Call Me Fuck Nugget.
Fuck Nugget?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice touch, right?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Okay. Your ass is a pussy, brainwashing.
Simple. Your ass is a pussy, brainwashing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Straightforward.
To the point.
Know? Yep.
Last one from me.
Mm-hmm.
Went swimming in the wrong neighborhood and had to pay with my ass.
Oh. Oh boy. Oh geez.
Dubious. There's that dubious consent.
I had to pay with my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sweet we've all currency been there. If you wanna know how I feel about it.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, we all been there, she says, and then looks darkly out the window. Okay, Rachel, let's turn to talk after this.
Okay.
How's therapy going?
Okay, last one for me. 3, 2, 1, whore!
Heave whore!
That's how you get to Sex Island, is you row a boat and you say,
you click
Heave
your heels.
Whore.
Oh, yeah.
Heave whore.
I thought it was a spell. No, yes. I thought it was a spell you were casting.
Even better. 3, 2, 1, whore. It's like I Dream of Jeannie.
Y'all can't see what Rachel's doing, but she's blinking her eyes and
nodding my
casting
head.
Casting a little 1960s sitcom spell.
3, 2, 1, whore.
Whore. And that's our good. Break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And now, time for a dramatic reading from Sissy School Education Femdom POV Video from Aria Grander. Hey, look at this!
A new student in our Sissy Academic.
Okay, you are naked. Perfect, perfect.
We want to take a look at you. Take off all your clothes. What's your name again? Maybe Martha or Cindy.
Pamela.
Let's dress her up, yes.
I think you'll look better like a girl.
Okay, you're naked. That's perfect, perfect. This is really exam houses, Academa, and we want to see you perfect, and we need to decide, will you be here or not? No wonder you decide to be a cross-dresser. I think you will look better as a girl. First, you will need to know that you will wear this chastity. This will be your clit. Not your cock.
This is perfect golden cage.
This is your perfect fucking trim.
This part kills me. This part killed me because I felt like the other girl like went off script. Yes. And she started to be like, every day you fuck up, you get one more day in cage. And Arya's like, wait, what?
And this is the symbol that you are a sissy slut. In this very nice color as a symbol. So you need to know that you wear a stocking.
You know, whore stockings for hot sex.
You as a hairy animal. Also, this dress. This McDress.
Shave, of course.
Yes, of course, yes.
Of
we
course,
will be
the
shave
wig.
Of you. This is your uniform, and you need to wear this for us because you are a sissy slut.
And then she goes, my mother is called Martha. Maybe not Martha. I was like, are they wasted? What's happening?
It's the weirdest improv. So what we've been reading for you is literal dialogue pulled from Sissy School Education Femdom POV video starring two women of nationalities that are questionable.
We don't know. We don't know. But I will say that in looking for sissification videos, tons of Eastern European, yes. Germany, so much German stuff. Really,
yes.
Wild.
Also, like, it felt like I genuinely was like, where are these bitches from? Because, like, the accents, like, this, like, felt like they were leaning into that. Like, they felt
Borat.
Russian and yeah. German, like, maybe Ukraine. Like, it was
right.
just, like...
It was wild.
Ada
it was
Skinner
absolutely wild.
Would have had a field day.
Yeah.
It was John Van Wyden.
The fucking machine also just starts at some point. And she's like, if you're good, yes. you'll get fucked in your asshole. Cool, yes.
My favorite thing is that also just the demeanor of the two of them and the way they leaned into or did not yeah. lean into the improv, like, I don't know who is who. Maybe you caught on to who was who. It didn't really matter.
Yeah,
but woman
yeah.
on the right was like gaining power through
yeah.
the sissification. The other one, I think, was sort of dwarfed in the scene by the other woman. Like,
yes.
She kind of started to mumble.
That's, I think Arya is the one on the right. That's like,
okay.
it's like her channel. Yeah.
Okay. She was in charge.
Yes.
She was leading yes. the improv.
Yes.
Whereas... the other one, like, would occasionally be like, yeah, gonna be very cute. Like, she would, like, she would kind of, like, bail out. Like, start to say
right.
something and be like, no, you go. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah, yeah.
you know. Also, that, okay, I'm skipping ahead.
Yeah.
But my favorite highlight of this as well is that they have a wig.
Yeah.
And the one point. The woman is holding the wig, like holds up the wig and says, my name is Martha and you need to fuck me, please.
Yeah.
All the while,
my
like,
favorite.
Maneuvering the wig, you know, like a puppet, of course.
My favorite part is she goes, you've got 5 minutes to dress up and bring us our coffee. Start to serve. Don't be so shy. All doors are closed. We chose you. All doors are closed.
Yes. When will you come with coffee, tea, morning, breakfast to us? Very slutty sugar beauty. Literal quote, verbatim.
This word vomit, you know? Oh, my
Attested
God.
Tested sausage inside your asshole while you have our morning tea. Cool, yes?
I'm not joking, guys. I
so
wrote this shit down verbatim, and I did caps to correlate with when Arya yells.
The test is sausage inside your asshole. Will you have your morning tea? Cool, yes?
It was so wild. I was like, this is the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wait, I have another
the
choice
they,
line.
The way that the things that they're saying and the way that they're saying them.
Wait, I have two more direct quotes
okay,
that
right,
have
okay.
to be shared. Here we
okay.
go.
You want to be our French fetish maid and serve us so perfect, and this is your fucking dream, so you will handle all this.
And then one last one.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably peeking.
Don't be so shy. You are naked and tremble when you see this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and tremble.
and tremble when you see this.
What kills me about it is just a lack of story, like the chaos of the story. Like, you're bringing us tea.
Like,
don't be shy. You tremble when you see this. Like, what did you see?
What am I doing? I'm scared.
All doors are closed. We choose you. You are Martha from here.
Yeah.
So presumably, congratulations, viewer. You succeeded.
Yeah, you passed Sissy Education School.
You have 5 minutes to bring us some coffee.
Yeah.
Start to Martha. Sound.
Yeah. This was one of the most wild videos we've ever watched. Thank you to Maddie for finding this, because it was absolute bananas.
It's gold. It's bananas. It is.
I got to watch more of Aria Grander's stuff if this is like her shit, because she's chaotic. It is her shit.
I did go down that rabbit hole. She has a ton of views on fucking ex-hamster, and it's all videos like this of like, you do desire to see me in this. And like, I am disgusted with you, and here are my tits.
Like, it's Borat's daughter. It's like Borat's daughter has started an OnlyFans, and that this is what we're getting.
Yeah.
And it's incredible comedy. It was really bananas. I will not be masturbating to it, but I absolutely loved it.
I loved it. It's camp.
Crying,
it's Eastern European,
it.
Like cock destroyers. I mean, it also like doesn't have sex. Like this is
just a JOI.
This isn't even. Yeah. It isn't even JOI. They don't tell you what to do beyond like
it's
just
putting
on the dress.
It's just an instructional video.
Just an instructional sissy video. Yeah. It's just a dress up instructional.
Yeah, literally. How to get dressed 101. Ooh, yeah. It was. Ooh, wow. No notes. Perfect.
No notes. No notes, Aria. Well
absolutely
done.
Perfect.
Okay. I think that's all we can do with that is just literally just do that dramatic reading along with a couple action items.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Another perfect video, in my opinion. Uh-huh. This is from Divine Bitches on kink.com. It's called Sissification and Humiliation. It's with Sean Spurt and Matris Madeline Marlowe. And it starts with Matris kind of admiring herself in the mirror. And Sean is also there. And he's like bald, glasses, like looks pretty like dweeby, like, you know, like a short sleeve, like button up and, you know, look just like so normal and like unassuming.
He works in like tech. Data entry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's also like a throwback. They cut to the fort. They give us the fortress shot first. So
the armory.
No, this is a classic. It's also like there's like a magic component.
Yeah.
Right. Like, don't you get
what? Why? Because she's wearing a top hat.
Yes. But like, so we're like looking in the mirror and she's wearing a top hat and like she says that like at night you think about being like transformed into a beautiful woman. Like, I feel like there's
you
a
dream
20th century
about
magician
aesthetic. And,
like, it's not like abracadabra, your dick is gone, but it's like,
no, she's got like a riding crop and
there's just there's a certain aesthetic that gives me like I don't know. Is it like, I mean, it's
Alakazam.
It's Alakazam. It's a hint of the occult. It's like a showmanship.
Sure.
You know?
I would get like circus entertainer first, but you know, just
oh, you're right.
Also wearing like capris.
Actually, you're 100% right. I went with magician, but this is absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a circus MC.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I had it wrong. So, that's what it is. The riding crop and the top hat.
And the capris.
And then the theatrics. Yes. That's what it is. I'm so sorry. I missed the aesthetic.
That's okay.
That's what it is.
She rips his shirt open and she's like, it's, you know, leaning. This is like so. Leaning into the humiliation aspect of it, like it's embarrassing, you know, like stand up. She makes him present himself like a man. And then she's like, you're going to be my little princess. Your name will be Dixie. And really leaning into like the gender roles and the misogyny of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she makes him strip naked and surprise, surprise. He's hard and is undies.
He's so into it.
Yeah.
He's so obviously into
loving it.
She's
whipping.
Which is
whipping.
The like, best. I mean,
yes.
Listen, the Matris, she is giving us dialogue. She is giving us monologue. She is filling this fucking content. I also like, it's edited in such a way that you can tell that there's a lot more here.
Right.
You know, yeah. Like we sort of do little montages yeah. to like speed up mm-hmm. dressing him up and
yeah. making him curtsy, putting on the wig, the lipstick, yeah. the mascara. But I really loved is when he's like, you know, he's like getting some pre-cum and she's mm-hmm. like, your clit stick is starting to drip, darling. And she's yes. like, why, you know, like, tell me why, admit it. Why are you being such a little whore? And he's like, it turns me on. Mm-hmm. And then she like licks the pre-cum and I like, it was super hot to me. And she's, you know, she's like, divine bitches are having a tea party and we need a maid. And mm-hmm. She really whips
lesson
him.
One gracefully yeah. fold uh-huh. your clothes up like there's uh-huh. like lessons, it's instructional again,
right? Lean to the side, put your hand on your hip, make your voice higher.
These are my panties, Dixie.
Yes.
quickly yes. good girl. Uh-huh. Yeah,
she's like, you know, everyone's gonna be laughing at you, you like this, don't you? Like, she's just such a good dom. It's yes. like and then we get to the tea party area and Dixie is now on all fours with like a tray on her back.
She's within the scene.
She's the tray has a butt plug that's like attached in her butt, mm-hmm. and she's wearing like a one of those like chin strap-ons with like a feather duster,
mm-hmm.
and we get to the point where she's, you know, she serves her the champagne or whatever. And she's like, I want you, like, you know, I want to hear you say, like, you like to have your pussy penetrated. Mm. And she exposes Dixie's pussy, asshole. And we get, like, this massive strap on. And Matrix makes Dixie, like, suck it. And, like, makes her, like spit on it. She's like, pant like a bitch, you know, like, spit all that spit out, yeah. you know, like, choke on it. It's hard to suck cock, you know, like, you might mm-hmm. cry a little bit. Like, you might, like, your eyes might water.
Yeah.
And, like,
we did skip a detail in the scene prior. Like, the last scene ended, or, like, not the last scene, the last segment ended with, I will suck cock and guzzle cock juice.
Yes.
Being,
yes.
like, repeated. Like, I will over suck and cock and guzzle cock juice. I will suck yes. cock and guzzle cock juice.
Yes.
Like frantically mm-hmm. Ahead of this scene in this massive
yeah.
strap on.
Yeah. yeah. And then Matrix fucks Dixie and his dick is like dripping at this point. It's like really wild.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where like, you know, like Sean Spurt kind of like was like really overwhelmed in the pleasure and like in the subspace that like, you know, she was like, how many times do you want to orgasm? And yeah. he like couldn't think of words and she like helped him with the improv, which I was like, what a good dom, you know, yeah. like she was like, you can say it. You can be a whore. You can say 10, 15 times, you know, and there was also this moment of like kind of leaning into the childish aspect of it where,
yeah.
You know, Matrix was like, oh, do you like rub your little clitty on like stuffed animals at night because it feels good, like all little girls do? You can tell mommy, which I really loved, you know,
yeah.
kind of like bringing it back to like this idea that like maybe this is something that like he's discovered in his childhood, or also just the idea that you're being girly, you know?
Yeah. And that like, being like coaxed out of you too. Like
yeah.
that goes back to like playing with force versus mm-hmm. encouragement that yeah. like, while Matrix Madeline Marlowe is like using a riding crop and
yeah.
like doing forceful acts and like doing mm-hmm. physically dominant things.
Yeah.
She's also like, oh, but you like that. Like,
yes.
why is it that you're yeah. a little whore? Like, don't you want, like, did you fuck these stuffed animals at night? That like, it's, there's a sweetness to it.
Right.
And a, like, don't you just want to admit to this and like uh-huh. give in to this too, which is a right. really lovely dynamic to like play with both ends of that spectrum.
Right. I also, I gotta say, I mean, I watched this whole video. It's like 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
But it, afterwards, she like manually stimulates like his like P-spot and also like jerks him off. But she's like, I'm going to rub your G-spot and like rub your clit at the same time. And like, Sean Spurt freaks out in such a way that was like so hot to watch, you know, that he was like, you know, in his like high pitched voice, it's like, you're going to make me come. You're going to make me come. And she's like, oh, you've never had your G-spot touched like this before, have you? And then, you know, he comes and it's like he has experienced like such an like in euphoric, like orgasmic state was like super hot to watch.
It's a sexual and emotional release in this case.
And then at the end, there's like the last 10 minutes is like we get the pre and the post interview that we love about kink. And it's like kind of, it's so fascinating to then see this person, as opposed to seeing at the beginning, like to see at the end, like why this person wants it. And like, you know, he's done something before, but he was like forced to dress up. But now he wants to like add like penetration into it and like actually get fucked. And to hear him like speak eloquently about it and like how why he's into it was like really fascinating to watch. And yeah, I loved this video. It turned me on. It did its job.
Congrats.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Definitely.
I did write in my notes, Rachel fucking loves this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was close to somewhere like submissive skeleton man.
Yes. A man like freaking out because like his butthole's getting penetrated. Like, yeah, I'm into that. You know, it was super hot. Definitely turned me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend this video, you guys.
Strong stuff. Yeah, it's not masturbation material for me in this particular case because I don't quite need the like depth of this kind of scene. Yeah. And I just wasn't super attracted to him, you know? Like he didn't. But I was like surprised by how hot his arousal was.
Right.
His and her arousal in the scene, you know? Was like, God damn, like this is like he's fully into it, you know, didn't feel pretend, you know, it just felt like it brought the king to life. And that's always like hot to me. But
yeah. I was surprised that I was so turned on by it because I didn't think that I was like when researching this, I was like, oh, I don't know, this might be a little too heady for me or but I, weirdly, like the emotional aspect made it hotter. And like, I'm not attracted to this person by any means, but like I was sexually aroused watching them be so stimulated and humiliated, you know.
Interestingly, this could almost be like an amuse-bouche for me or probably could be just because the scene of it is really fun and it it is like arousing in a sort of like initial way. Like it's not necessarily the kind of like partner sex or if I want to watch pegging like the scene I want to see play out, but because like I don't need you on all fours wearing a French maid outfit necessarily or to have it be like have the scene play out into the sex, but it's like the I think it was really hot and like achieved the the kink. Why can't I think of a better word?
No, it was a great video. Yeah, I really liked it a lot. So
yeah,
going in the spank bank for sure. Jerked off to it last night. Sorry, not sorry.
I'm not mad. I'm proud of you, babe.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast, at girlsonporn.com, and at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you leave us a 5-star review with something that you want to do to us, we just might read it on air.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.